Fiona Kelly is back with what it says in this morning's newspapers.
The government's plan to target holiday homes to accommodate Ukrainian people, the case that Ian Bailey's ex-partner is taking against Netflix, and the Late Late Toy Show does The Wizard of Oz. Those are some of the stories carried on your front pages this morning. The Irish Times leads with the line that the government is encouraging the owners of an estimated 20,000 holiday homes who may be interested in providing accommodation for people fleeing from the war in Ukraine to register on the offer a home.ie website, which will then direct them to the relevant local authority. Some of those being targeted may already have registered, but have encountered long delays in being approved because of a logjam in the process. Under the new system, payments for those providing properties will also be doubled to €800 a month. For its lead story, the Irish Daily Mail reports on a radical new plan to give the housing minister the power to rezone land for social homes. The Irish Examiner leads today with the line that Gardaí have been contacted about 32 cases of abuse at Spiriton-run schools in the last 3 weeks. The case being taken by Ian Bailey's former partner Jules Thomas against Netflix over a documentary series about the murder of Sophie Toscan du Plantier generates the lead story in today's Irish Independent. Shane Phelan reports that the 73-year-old Welsh-born artist is set to allege that the series sought to portray her as an accomplice in the unsolved killing. For the third day running, the contents of a secretly recorded conversation between Jerry Hutch and Jonathan Dowdall provides the Irish Daily Star, Irish Daily Mirror and Irish Sun with their lead stories. All papers focus on Jerry Hutch's remarks, which were played out in the Special Criminal Court yesterday, about the Kinahan's desire to become the biggest criminal gang in Europe. The Irish News leads today with a statement issued by the Secretary of State to Northern Ireland outlining spending cuts for the coming year. And for its lead story, the Belfast Telegraph reports that Sinead Murta, the young woman who attracted unwelcome attention for chanting up the Ra when she was having a selfie taken with Arlene Foster, is taking time out from the school in Armagh where she works as a volunteer. Elsewhere this morning, the Examiner has a piece on its front page about a plan that Micheál Martin and Emmanuel Macron hatched during their working lunch yesterday to introduce a cheap sail and rail ticket between Ireland and France aimed at young people. And airline passengers will be pleased to read a piece inside today's paper about plans to scrap the 100 millilitre limit on liquids passing through security at Dublin and Cork Airport. And staying with today's Examiner, Noel Baker has a nice story about a 240-page cookbook which has just been launched by Bandon Grammar School, which features recipes from past and present teachers and pupils. The last time the school produced such a cookbook in 1977, one of its designers was a pupil called Graham Walker, who now goes by the name of Graham Norton. And if you didn't see it live last night, the spectacular second goal by Brazil's Richarlison in their World Cup game against Serbia is captured in all its glory on the front of the sports supplement in today's Examiner. And finally, all of today's papers are awash with pictures of Ryan Tuberty and some of the young performers who'll be starring in tonight's Late Late Toy Show. The Wizard of Oz is this year's theme, and Ryan is widely quoted saying that with the world feeling a bit like Kansas right now, tonight's show will bring some of the colour of Oz into our living rooms. The Star notes that the presenter will be under pressure to match last year's show, which made Irish television history with 2 million viewers tuning in from a total of 150 different countries.